Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the arrival of the mayor and city director of the county of Walton and Mountain County, Nicole Joy.
Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessings upon this council, directing prosperous deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve.
Amen.
Amen.
Mountain City Council acknowledges that tradition, the land it now occupies, has a history that began with the indigenous occupants of Kulin Nation. Council pays its respect to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants, past and present. Council would also like to recognise all other nationalities that make up our ever-growing and diverse community. Please be seated. Apologies and leave of absence.
No, Mr. Mayor.
Changes to the order of business. Changes to the order of business. Councillor Ramsey.
I apologise, Mr. Mayor. Could we please move a procedure motion that items 13 and 14, as listed or printed on the agenda, be heard together with councillors speaking up to 3 minutes and the mayor up to five.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Medlock. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Declare the motion carried. Number four, deputations. No deputations.
Correct, Mr. Mayor.
Right, number five, declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest, or conflict of interest of any councillor.
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
I rise to declare 12.3 an indirect interest due to conflicting duties, as I'm a community member on their school council.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any officer have any conflicts?
Mr. Mayor, I declare a conflict in confidential items 19.2 and 19.5.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey.
I concern myself.
Mr. Mayor, I declare a conflict of interest in relation to confidential item at 19.2. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharon. Adoptions of the minutes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on 4th of February 2019 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Medlock. Do you have a second?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey, moved by Councillor Medlock. Does any councillor oppose? I declare the motion carried. Record of Assembly of Councillors.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Record of Assembly of Councillors dated the 4th, the 11th, the 18th and 25th of February 2019 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll second that.
Councillor Hardy, moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. 18.1, inward correspondence. Thank you. Parliamentary and departmental letters received by the Mayor. Received from Gail Turney, State Upper House Member for Western Victoria, regarding submissions to the 1920 State Budget. Gail Turney MP, dear Councillor Turner, I refer to your correspondence of the 4th of February 2019 regarding the Milton City Council submission to the 2019-2020 State Budget. I appreciate your time to inform you of the priorities of the City of Milton with regard to the Growing Suburbs Fund, public transport, health and human services, and so on. I have raised your concerns with the Treasurer, Tim Pallas. The Government will continue to work with all stakeholders to achieve the best possible outcome for the Victoria Victorians through the 2019-2020 state budget. Yours sincerely, Gail Turney. Can I have a mover and a seconder to accept the departmental letters?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move that the parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Petitions and joint letters?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Resumption of debate or other business?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Public question time. Mr. Tory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have six public questions this evening. First of those questions is from Shane Beach. Is Mr. Beach in the gallery? Just for information of the gallery, for those who aren't familiar with council procedures, public questions, in order to be answered at the meeting, the submitter of the question needs to be in attendance at the meeting. Otherwise, a written response is provided to the question. So if Mr. Beach is not in the gallery, he will receive written responses to those two questions. Next question is from Mr. David O'Connor, and Mr. O'Connor is in the gallery. First question reads, in accordance with the latest City of Melton Advocacy Priorities data, Council estimates the residential population for Diggers Rest to reach 11,970. It's understood that this population mass is critical to sustain a range of services for residents. As part of the projected estimates, 20 hectares of employment land has been allocated to support the establishment of localised business. In planning for the future of Diggers Rest, does Council feel the need to develop, in consultation with residents and stakeholders, an issues and opportunities paper to help serve as a basis for future strategic development and economic planning? Mr. Luke Shannon, General Manager, Planning and Development, will give a response.
Thank you, David, for your question. In relation to the growth of Diggers Rest, you will recall that what's called a precinct structure plan, so a growth plan, was prepared some years ago by the now Victorian Planning Authority in consultation with Council, and that actually was the strategic piece of work that set the direction for future growth of Diggers Rest. And you may recall that Council had been advocating for some years that the township be given the opportunity to grow so as to support existing key infrastructure, for example, the primary school, which was struggling for numbers based on the then population of the township. So Council was broadly supportive of the strategic direction adopted for the township, which, as you point out, will see it grow to around about 12,000 people or thereabouts. The township, as you point out, does also include a significant employment area directly to the north of the Diggers Rest Kamida Road, to the west of Vineyard Road. That has yet to be developed. However, it's clearly set aside within the precinct structure plan for future employment opportunities, effectively to provide opportunities for local residents to have employment close to home. So to that extent, Council doesn't propose to have established what you might refer to as an issues and opportunities paper. We will, however, continue to engage specifically with the community as new pieces of infrastructure are proposed, sporting facilities, community facilities and the like, and we've recently had some of those engagements with the community, so we'll continue to do that as those types of facilities are planned and rolled out into the future. Thank you.
The second question from Mr. O'Connor, which reads, would Council please provide feedback regarding the endorsed recommendations for Notice of Motion 534, Councillor Madlick, in particular outcomes derived from the campaign with respect to the mandatory requirement to have all dogs on a leash when in public places? Mr. Shannon will respond.
Thank you, David, for your question. You might recall that early last year Council considered the notice of motion that you referred to, and that subsequently resulted in a Council officer report later in the year, later last year. providing some direction in terms of managing the situation in terms of dogs off lead, and there's a requirement under the local law that dogs in public areas be kept on lead. We do have four specific dog off lead locations around the municipality, and they're relatively newly established over recent years. Our local law team have been undertaking extensive community engagement following the notice of motion and the subsequent council report, engaging heavily with dog owners as they're utilising many of our local parks. Our team also have a presence at our key events throughout the year. You may have noticed them at the Jerawarra Festival in recent times, and also at the Diggers Rest event. So we continue to engage with the community. I don't have any statistics readily available to hand. We are, as part of our engagement with the community, providing them receptacles to manage the waste from the dogs and dog leashes. So it's not been done in a strictly enforcement fashion. It's really an educative thing, and we'll continue to do that to ensure public safety and the opportunity for dog owners to walk their dogs responsibly. Thank you.
The next question is from Oscar Gordon. Is Mr. Gordon in the gallery? If not, again, a written response will be provided in relation to that question. And the final question this evening is from Mr. John Bentley. And Mr. Bentley is in the gallery. The question reads, there is a motion, 15.7 tonight, which refers to a women's shed and making Raglan Cottage available to the Artists Collective of Melton Incorporated. I am seeking clarification to know if men are excluded from the proposed arrangement of a women's shed, as I am a member of the Artists Collective of Melton Incorporated. I am concerned calling this arrangement a women's shed may exclude some members of the Artists Collective of Melton Incorporated. And Mr. Maury Heaney, General Manager, Community Services, will respond.
Mr. Bentley, thank you for your question. As you're aware and you know, this is a subject for Council to consider later on in the agenda. It is a notice of motion, so I won't determine on that. It's not my job to. But saying that, if the group is provided an allocation for the facility, if it does go that way, it's probably a discussion that needs to occur with the Artist Collective of Melton at the time. This will not and is not at this time a council-operated or managed program, such, for example, the men's sheds are a funded and operated program of the council. So I suggest that if endorsed, you have a pretty good conversation with that group, and hopefully you'll have a good outcome pending that discussion. Thank you.
And that, Mr. Mayor, concludes public questions for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Presentation of staff reports.
Mr. Mayor, could I move that items 12.1 and 12.4 be moved in block and that officer's recommendation be accepted as per written the report?
Moved by Councillor Mudlick. Could I have a seconder?
Second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.2, response notes of motion 529 and 543, Performing Arts Centre. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you point out, this report responds to two notices of motion, which are detailed within the officer's report, and I don't propose to read those specifically. However, the report seeks to address both notices of motion in relation to the potential for a future Performing Arts Centre within the municipality. Councillors may recall that there are actually two sites identified in strategic documents previously adopted by Council indicating potential performing arts sites within the municipality. Firstly, there's a small 0.2 hectare site in the Eastern Corridor adjacent to the Caroline Springs Library, and if I refer you to the plan at Appendix 1, that provides an indication of where that is, but I think everyone clearly knows where the library is in Caroline Springs. The second site identified in an adopted strategy by Council is at the Toolan or Cobblebank Metropolitan Activity Centre in Ferris Road, and the site is a 2.2 hectare site identified within the Toolan Urban Design Framework, which is currently under review. The The framework was initially adopted by Council some years ago and nominates a potential site. Mr. Mayor, the report talks about the methodology should Council wish to pursue the issue of a performing arts facility. Currently, there's no strategic evidence to indicate one way or the other whether one is required, if so, when, what scale it would be, how it would function and so forth. And accordingly, should Council wish to proceed with the notion of such a facility, then a needs assessment would need to be undertaken by Council, and that would further articulate the size of the facility and the amenities that it might contain to service the community, and subsequently then to determine an appropriate site or sites for a facility. And it would also consider the opportunities for partnership with other organisations to deliver such a facility. That would be the first step in the process. The report then articulates the subsequent steps that would need to be taken before any such facility would be built and occupied. And the process set out before you was really just to provide for a well thought through and considered proposition before any firm commitments are made by Council. So accordingly, Mr. Mayor, it's recommended that Council note the content of the report, and secondly, that Council consider funding a needs analysis or a needs assessment and scoping study for a centre in the 20/21 financial year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any Council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Medlick. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any Council oppose the motion? Councillor Ramsey opposes the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'm just reading the...
Hold on, Councillor Ramsey.
Sorry?
I didn't ask you what your argument was. I just asked if you opposed.
I am.
Okay.
Just for discussion purposes.
Okay. Move of the motion, would you like to speak?
I'll reserve my right to reply, Mr. Mayor.
Second of the motion, would you like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, just a point of order. I do believe that the councillor who is opposed...
You're correct. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not happy with the 2021. I want it to be 1920. So $150,000, we need to start the review now, and you had the budget discussions on Saturday, and the budget still hasn't been determined, so I would like to think that a scope of these works, or for this figure, could go into this year's budget. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Carver.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I agree with these recommendations. I think it's a point two of the recommendation. I think it's a smart, responsible thing for this council to do. I know what Councillor Ramsey is saying. She'd like to see it come forward, but like she said, the budget has not been determined and there's still discussions involving the budget. So I'm more than happy with this recommendation as a way forward.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, could I just have clarification? I do believe we did discuss this at the budget deliberations and we did actually allow 150 in the 1920. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mr. Shannon?
Through Mr. Mayor, my recollection is Council made a judgment that it would consider the issue tonight, so no commitment has been made at this point to allocate the money.
So the date could be changed. Councillors, Councillor Medwick.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Do you intend to alter the motion?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. This is this motion's recommendations lost. Can I foreshadow an alternative?
Mr. Mayor, I'd be happy to consider this in the 1920 budget. So even though I said yes to the recommendation, however, I'm willing to consider it in the 1920 budget.
Councillor Ramsey, are you happy with that resolution?
Well, I am. Are you asking me for my foreshadowed motion?
No, I'm asking you if you're happy for the motion to be changed as is. Councillor Carley seconded it, sorry. Councillor Carley.
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to... whatever date's in there. I mean, at the end of the day, I know we've been discussing this in the our budget discussions, but nothing has been decided. So if it's if the councillors are happy to have it, you know, come forward, I'm more than happy with that as well. I'm fine with that.
Well, we have to decide if we're going to vote on it as it is. Councillors, just to let you know, Councillor Ramsay has foreshadowed to change it slightly if he's defeated. So, does any councillor require any further clarification before we go on? No. All those in favour of the motion? All those against the motion? I declare the motion lost. Councillor Ramsay.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Sorry, and I'm grateful I'm far enough away from CEO, Mr. Tory, because I think he's going to kick me.
Mindful violence, Councillor.
My foreshadowed motion is that Council note the approach outlined in this report, but number two, refer the $150,000 to the 2019-20 budget for consideration or for adoption, to undertake a needs assessment and scoping study for a performing arts centre.
So basically all we're changing is the date, correct?
Yeah.
Very well.
Mr. Mayor, I think because Councillor Ramsay said consideration or adoption, so I think she needs to decide
adoption.
Which one.
Ruth. Okay, Councillor, you've moved it with a change.
Yes.
That's fine. So, consideration or adoption?
It's adoption, please, Mr. Mayor.
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, moved by Councillor Ramsay, seconded by Councillor Madeleine. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Can I ask for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Division called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Ramsay. Councillor Bushy, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Madelick, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. Item 12.3.
Mr. Mayor, I will now remove myself from the chamber and restate that I have a personal conflicting. An indirect interest due to conflicting duties.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Mr. Sharon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report relates to a proposition put forward by the principal of the Melton Secondary College for Council to enter into a partnership in relation to a performing arts facility, so it does have some connection to the previous officer report. The proposition put forward by the Principal, Mr. David Reynolds, is attached in the Council agenda as Appendix Number 1, and I'll provide an overview of the proposal. The Principal details within his letter regarding what he sees as a partnership opportunity. And it particularly relates to the master planning that's been undertaken for the Melton Secondary College. And that master plan indicates the need for a new performing arts space at the college, which is located in Coburns Road in Melton. The facility that would typically be provided by a school of that nature would include classroom, staff area and presentation space with a relatively modest seating capacity of somewhere between 25 and 50 students. The principal has indicated in his letter that that type of facility would cost the school typically $3 million. He suggested within his letter that additional funding of up to $2.5 million, so in other words a $5.5 million facility, would provide the opportunity for a much expanded auditorium seating capacity of some 200 to 300 people, which would allow for other community activation and performing arts spaces and events and the like. I should also point out, councillors, that The local state member for Melton, Steve McGee, has provided a letter to the Mayor dated the 28th of February, and a copy of this letter has been circulated to all councillors, which supports the proposition put forward by the Melton Secondary College principal. Mr Mayor, based on the discussion in the previous item, where I spoke about the steps that Council should undertake in establishing the need for a performing arts facility, it's considered that whilst this proposal put forward by the Secondary College is of some interest, and Council obviously has a significant history in partnering, it's really premature at this time to commit to such a proposal, and Council should continue the process of undertaking a needs assessment, which is now determined to undertake in the next financial year, and that will look at all opportunities available to Council. So I think on that basis it would be premature to enter into an agreement with the College at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does any council require any further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
In regards to potentially putting this into the needs assessment and scoping strategy, so that's not committing us to anything, it's just saying that it will be in the scoping strategy as a potential way forward.
Through Mr. Mayor, the scoping study or the needs assessment would look at all options. It would be council-owned facility, shared facility, such as that suggested by the College, every option that is available, and then at the end of that process, Council can then make a strategic decision about what's the best for the community going forward. So this will be considered. Whether the timing of our strategy works with the College's requirements, I don't know at this point, but it would certainly be considered as part of that process.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any other council require any clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Hardy. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Mendes. Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any council oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Would somebody like to get... Yeah. Thank you. Okay, 12.5. Response to notes of motion 606, Councillor DeSantis, Preventing Family Violence Conference/Forum. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Back at the ordinary meeting of Council on the 4th of February this year, Council did resolve via the notice of motion 606, and I'll read it, that Council officers provide a brief report at the next ordinary meeting of Council outlining and hosting of an annual conference or forum to provide an opportunity for other councils or service providers to attend and discuss matters around the prevention of family violence, and also as part of that wording that Council refer this matter to the 1920 budget discussions and consider allocating approximately $30,000 up to $35,000 in the 1920 budget deliberations. So I suppose just a bit of background on this, Mr. Mayor, and for the councillors. I suppose the best way for this from the officer's point of view and to take a strategic approach to the forum is to partner with the region and the Preventing Violence Together partnership, which includes Women's Health West or other Western Region councils and other health services adjacent and in our region. Obviously, as part of this, I would imagine, have a high-profile guest speaker. We would also have Vic Health there, Respect Victoria, Family Safety Victoria. It could be many, many others, so the officers would still need to do that work if the funding was provided. From the officers' point of view, knowing our event calendar, if you like, and what happens right throughout the year with council, we propose that if it did occur, that probably best occur around April, May in 2020. That would give it off, give us officers significant time for it, obviously, to be planned and planned appropriately. So there's some information in there, Mr. Mayor, for the councillors to consider. Really, from there, it's for the council to note the report. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
I'd like to move this, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Does have a second?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to second it.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 12.6. Response to Notes Motion 607. An update to the advocacy to have traffic signals installed at 3 state-managed intersections. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As part of Council's adopted advocacy position, transport features very prevalently, and there are a number of particularly state assets, and the three intersections referred to, Leakes Road, Melton Highway, Coburns Road and High Street, and Norton Drive with High Street, they are all state government assets managed by Vic Roads. Through our advocacy efforts, we have been working very hard with Vic Roads and Transport for Victoria, meeting with senior representatives there, continually driving the need and council's objectives and the community's objectives to have these intersections improved through the provision of traffic lights. Vic Roads are required to put in funding bids to the state government budget, which they do from time to time, and the report details how they're planning to do that for these three particular projects. At this point in time, there is no commitment from Vic Roads that these works will be done. However, they do recognise that they are required. It's just a question of when. So we'll continue those efforts, and I'm sure as councillors meet with the local members that that is raised at a political level as well. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Do I have a mover for the motion? I'm sorry, does any councillor have any clarification? No. Do I have a mover for the motion?
I'm getting my nightly exercise here. I'd like to move the recommendation that council note... Okay, now this is where it's going to get hard. The content of this report and continue with its advocacy efforts to support Vic Roads installing signals at these in each of these intersections. If council can oblige me with just one more dot point, to write to our newly elected or re-elected local members of in state government, urging them that these road intersections are a priority.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Ramsey has moved the motion with an alteration. Do I have a seconder for the alteration?
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.7, response to motion 609, options to construct a pedestrian crossing at the new Burnside Primary School. Mr. Shannon again.
Just in relation to this one, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move an alternate to what the officers are recommending.
Is there a useful alternate?
Yep. That council construct a supervised pedestrian crossing on a raised platform where it will be supervised during the school morning and afternoon peak hours. This is to include additional signage, flags and line markings, and this is one of the options presented in the report. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Debussy. Councillor Debussy. Do I have a seconder for the alternate motion?
I would like to second. Thank you.
Can I seek clarification on the alternative?
Yes, you can.
We all know what our situation around schools is like, and I commend Councillor Bushy and Councillor Kesich for moving this recommendation. I just want to know what the cost implication is for the new notice of motion and when we could expect to have it put in by.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll endeavour to answer that. The cost of the actual infrastructure, as detailed in the officer's report, we would propose would be borne by the developer, so the Mogena Estate developer. They've committed to undertaking works at this location. So in the first instance, we would ask that they fund it. The primary recurrent costs, again, are detailed in the report. Given the volume of traffic versus the number of people crossing at that location, it's unlikely, at least in the short term, that the crossing would meet the warrants they're referred to from Vic Road. So council would need to pay for the person to man or woman the crossing, and that would cost around about $14,000 per annum. In terms of the timing, the developer has indicated they intend to undertake construction of what's called a raised wombat crossing at the end of term one. To actually have the crossing staffed will take a little bit longer.
So if I could, Mr. Mayor, just get this clear, the developer's going to pay for it. The cost to council will be $14,000, and it's a new school in a developing area. Is that basically...
Yes. The school opened this year. It has a relatively small population because it's a new school. It will continue to grow over time.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey.
Sorry, I've got another question. In regards to, I think the officers mentioned here that if it doesn't meet the Vic Roads requirements of X amount of children crossing, then council won't be compensated for that, what I call a lollipop person, the crossing supervisor. However, in the future, should that number increase, can we then ask the state government to reimburse us that amount? So say if that happens in a year, will they then reimburse that amount as per their requirements?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, Vic Roads won't retrospectively reimburse. So
at no, the forward, saying forward.
Forward, yeah. So if it's at the moment, the crossing won't meet the Vic Roads warrants, therefore council would have to fully pay for the crossing supervisor. If over time the warrants are met, so in other words, as the population of the school grows significantly, presumably, and as traffic volumes on that road increase, and it does meet the warrants, we can apply to Vic Roads, and if they agree, if it meets the warrants, then going forward, then yes, the cost to council would be reduced.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Does any other councillor require any clarification? Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Call division, please, Mr. Mayor.
Pardon?
Can I call a division, please,
Mr. Mayor? You can.
Thanks.
Division called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Medlick, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Bushy, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. Item number 12.8, planning application PA 2018/6057/1, residential subdivision and removal of native vegetation at 193 to 295 Lucan Road, Brookfield. Mr. Baggio.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this report relates to a planning application for a significant residential subdivision of around 800 lots on land which is bounded by Clarks Road, Brooklyn Road and the Melton Weir. The site at the moment is largely vacant, although it does contain an existing community centre on council-owned land, which is located off Clarks Road, which was constructed a number of years ago. Essentially, the residential subdivision is the last major precinct of the Botanica Springs estate. And as I mentioned before, the subdivision creates 791 residential lots over 10 stages, and those lots range in size from 400 square metres to 900 square metres, with an average lot size of around 450 square metres. Other features of the development include the vesting of land, about almost 10 hectares, for the future development of an active recreation reserve on the land. And there's also significant areas of passive open space that are provided adjoining an existing, or running an existing waterway that runs through the site, and also adjoining the Melton Weir. The land is zoned general residential zone and has been designed for residential purposes for quite a number of years. The application was advertised to surrounding residents and in response generated 12 objections, including one submission in support of the proposal. The main concern of residents was the increase in traffic and its impacts, particularly on Clark's Road, but there were also concerns about neighbourhood character, increase in noise pollution, environmental impacts and loss of property value. On the basis of those objections, Council undertook a mediation consultation meeting which was held on the 13th of February this year to discuss the concerns raised by the objectors, and the meeting was attended by six of the 12 objectors, representatives of the applicants and officers from the Council's Planning Department. The main issue which emerged at the meeting was, as I mentioned before, the concerns from residents, particularly fronting onto Clark's Road, that the development would had the potential to increase traffic congestion and safety concerns along Clark's Road. So that was discussed at some length. From an officer perspective, as I mentioned before, the land has been zoned for residential purposes for quite a few years. It's considered that the subdivision is in general compliance with the Council's planning scheme and is a reasonable response to the features of the site. The subdivision also facilitates a diversity of housing opportunities, together with creating land for a future activity centre, which is located on the corner of Brooklyn Road and Clark's Road, a state primary school, and a number of public open space reserves. The development also facilitates the future widening of Brooklyn Road and the full construction of Clark's Road, which is currently only partially developed. So on that basis, Mr. Mayor, it's recommended that the application be supported, and in accordance with the recommendation, that a notice of decision to grant a permit be issued by Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any Council require any clarification? Councillor Ramsey.
Two really quick ones. The white almost looks like a logical inclusions bit on map number 102, is it? I'm going blind. You know, where it's all red shaded and there's a little white triangle or rectangle? Why is that there?
Oh, for you, Mr. Mayor, it's a piece of land which is not part of this title.
So it could be a logic.
Yeah. So there have been discussions with the developers about a future development of that land, but it's not part of this particular application.
Okay. You can, Mr. Badger, you started by saying this is the last stage of, is it Botanica Springs? Is that right?
The last major precinct.
Yep.
Yep.
Is it adjacent to Botanica Springs or is it part of Botanica Springs?
So it is part of Botanica Springs Estate.
Okay.
But then, it's the land which is located to the south.
Question is, before Council approves this, could we ask for the widening of Clark's Road and also Brooklyn Road to be done prior to this one commencing?
The issue is, I guess, that the widening of Brooklyn Road is being facilitated by this development, but the future widening in terms of the provision of the land, but the future construction of that or duplication of Brooklyn Road isn't triggered by this development per se. It's triggered by future development to the west, which is an area which is still subject to a precinct structure plan.
All right, I'll step aside from Brooklyn Road for 2 seconds. Clark's Road's about as wide as not even half this bench almost.
Yep.
How can we ask them to widen Clark's Road so it's able to be used before this commences as part of the conditions or not? Are we being... Because I don't like the word future, because future to me could be 20 years away, and we're allocating 741 blocks on top of what's currently there.
For you, Mr. Mayor, the full construction of Clark's Road is a requirement of this particular permit, this particular development.
Up front?
But not up front, no. But based on the staging plan, which is included as Appendix 2, I think, of the report, you'll see that the initial stages are happening to the south of Brooklyn Road, essentially to the blue area, which is where a watercourse linear open space is being proposed as part of the subdivision. In effect, the development is in two halves. You've got the western half and the eastern half. The eastern half would be the development of the eastern half would be the trigger for the construction of Clark's Road, because that's when you start getting roads and future dwellings which intersect with Clark's Road.
So Clark's Road will be done before any of the properties on that side are allowed to be developed?
Correct, yes.
So the other side, which is closer to the Jelwara Creek virtually, that'll go first.
Yep.
And then they'll widen Clark's Road before any houses go on to, or any sales go on to.
So the Clark's Road, I expect, because the development of that eastern side adjoining Clark's Road will again be in stages, at least a couple of stages, I'd expect that Clark's Road would be redeveloped in a number of stages, if you like, as development occurs.
Can we get that complete section of Clark's Road done fairly quickly? Because it is a nightmare now. It is so narrow, it is not. And I mean, I note that we only gave the offer to object to the ones that are facing onto Clark's Road, but there are a lot of houses in the streets behind that access Brooklyn Road via Clark's Road, and it causes a great deal of congestion. So I was just wondering how far into the future before Clark's Road's complete, and if we're looking at a future widening of Brooklyn Road, when is, what date is the future?
Right, for you, Mr. Mayor, in terms of the construction of Clark's Road, as I mentioned before, this subdivision accommodates around 800 lots. It really depends on the speed of development in terms of when they reach, if you like, those stages which specifically adjoin Clark's Road. They've indicated to us that they expect to sell. Again, it depends on the market, but it might be 150 lots and 200 lots a year. So they're looking at a sort of a 4 to 5 year time frame.
Okay.
And that's pretty rough in terms of getting to that area.
But no houses will be there with the road not being duplicated.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Now, in terms of Brooklyn Road, really dependent on, as I say, the preparation and approval of precinct structure plans for the land to the west, whenever that might occur. And then, of course, once the precinct structure plan has been approved, then it's going to take some time for permits to be issued for the subdivision and then for the subdivision to be developed.
Now, will we have any major roads exiting onto Brooklyn Road?
From this subdivision?
From this subdivision.
Yeah, you've got
especially in the early stages?
In the early stages, I wouldn't say it's a major road. It's a north-south connector road, okay, which you'll see on the western half of the proposed development.
Yep.
And then ultimately, there'll be an east-west connector road, which will connect the subdivision or the PSP area to the west to Brooklyn Road and the Activity Centre.
Thank you, Mr. Badger.
Thank you, Mr. Badger. Thank you, Councillor Ramsey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Bob, in line with what Councillor Ramsey was committing to, Clark Road, people do park on Clark Road. You can't get two cars going past each other. There's just not enough road space. So if we're going to have, if I may look at this map, if we're going to go north-south there, Clark Road, towards the Weir, we've got major road and right there in the base. So if we're going to have roads right coming out of Clark Road, the road there would be necessarily, it would have to be duplicated for these people. Also on Brooklyn Road, right, we are saying that the road width has been increased to 34 metres and you won't have direct access, it'll actually be one way. So therefore Brooklyn Road would have to be completed to have a stage fronting Brooklyn Road. Third part of the question is, are we going to hold sufficient currency from the developer just in case things don't go according to plan?
For you, Mr. Mayor. So in answer to the first question, which was around Clark's Road,
yep.
Yeah, so in terms of the construction of Clark's Road, you're right, it needs to be, in effect, there's only half of Clark's Road there at the moment, so the other half needs to be constructed as part of this development to an urban standard with curb and channel. And the catalyst for that will be any development fronting onto or any internal road intersecting with Clark's Road.
Coming to Clark,
yes. Second question was about
Brooklyn
Road.
It's been 34 metres wide.
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, this particular development is required to provide the land for the widening of the road, but the actual construction of the widening is, in terms of traffic volumes, is triggered by development when it happens to the west of the site. And you're right, there is a condition in the planning permit that requires that a part of the subdivision be redesigned so there's no direct access onto Brooklyn Road, that it's provided internally. There's no requirement because the construction of the road is directly linked to those stages of development, so statement of compliance won't be issued for any of those lots until Clark Road has been constructed, fully constructed.
Okay, well, that's as good as you can get. Yep. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does any council require any further clarification?
Well, Jim stated there's going to be another primary school built there, correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there is a site which is nominated for a primary school.
So
but at this stage, my understanding is
so
there's no commitment.
It's a sixth school between Bullman's Road and Clark's Road with no diamond interchange, correct? Because you've got Clark's Road goes over to Bullman's Road. They use that as a through over the bridge. And there's no diamond interchange to High Street. So I'm just wondering about the traffic flow through Clark's Road to Bullman's Road. No, they're not duplicated and there's no diamond interchange.
Right. Yep.
So it's going to have more impact on High Street.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, as I say, at this stage, the site's only been identified on the plan.
Yep.
So there's no commitment by the state government at this stage to buy the land,
mm-hmm.
my understanding is, or when the school may be constructed.
Right, thank you.
Does any other councillor require any clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move that the application be approved as outlined in Appendix 6.
Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by...
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor, on the proviso that Clark's Road will be duplicated before any development on that edge commences.
If I might just query whether that was part of the motion or not, Mr. Mayor, so our minute takers can be clear on what the motion actually is.
The motion actually says recommendation that council issue notice of decision to grant a permit subject to the conditions outlined in Appendix 6 of this report.
I understand that, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Tory, but the discussion has been around Clark's Road and that's not minuted anywhere. And that's why I thought I would be cheeky and sneak it in.
Yeah, I think Mr. Bardio was giving his opinion on when he thinks that road will be done. There's nothing in here black and white.
I'm just stating that the recommendation should state somewhere.
Maybe you want to move an alternate motion, Councillor Ramsey. If you do, you need to give me the wording. Otherwise, we need to accept as is.
Okay, well, I would like to move the motion that I foreshadow an alternative that basically says under dot point 2, you accept it the way it is. But
Mr. Mayor, sorry, point of order. I believe that Councillor Hardy moves in the notice of motion.
Vote it down
and put another one on. Or
moved by Councillor Hardy, they have a seconder for the motion, as is. Councillor Ramsey moved, but she wishes to have an alternative.
I wanted to add another dot point to the recommendation.
So you second it subject to the alteration?
I'm quite happy to second it subject to some wording around that Clark's Road. So notices I'll go to my wordsmiths. But you know, basically, I would like to see Clark's Road duplicated.
I think the word duplicated was what sparked my concern, because
widened.
Duplication of a road is very different to the construction of a road to a full urban standard.
Okay.
You know, it's four lanes, not two.
Okay. Clark's Road be developed to an urban standard prior to any development occurring on that edge.
Thank you, Councillor Andre. Mr. Baggio, can you comment whether you feel that is what you meant when you were speaking, and if it is actual?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there are conditions in the planning permit relating to the construction of Clark's Road, but we can it is possible to include some additional wording, if you like, in that condition, just to clarify exactly when the road is constructed.
It to be constructed to an urban standard, thank you, Mr. Tory, prior to any residential development occurring on that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just read the condition. At the moment it says prior to the issue of the statement of compliance, which is essentially before the titles can be issued, for the relevant stage of the development or as directed by the responsible authority, Clark's Road and ancillaries fronting the site and up to the extent of the stage frontage must be designed and constructed to the satisfaction of the responsible authority.
Now, that's word perfect. Can that be moved up to the recommendation, please?
That just passed.
Hang on.
It's
condition 29.
No.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
I'm asking, thank you, Councillor Hardy, that under the recommendation, all it's got is that council issue a notice of decision to grant subject to the conditions outlined
in Appendix 6.
But could we actually move that up as well, so I can actually see it? So it's highlighted to the developer and anyone else that wants to see it?
It is in Appendix 6.
In the motion.
So, do you know, Councillor Ramsey?
So Appendix 6 contains the permit conditions, and there's quite a few conditions, and the condition I read out is condition 29 of that particular permit.
Can we then put Council highlights condition 29? Anything that says?
Yeah, what we... what we could do is we could...
Can I suggest, Mr. Mayor, just to assist councils progressing this matter, that there be a dot point two, which is that council write to the developer, drawing to their attention the specific requirements under condition 29 as detailed in the permit.
That's why you're asking.
Makes sense. Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Ramsey as an alternate.
Well, the question is Councillor Hardy happy to incorporate
that? Okay. Councillor Hardy, are you happy to incorporate the changes in your motion?
Of course. When you're it's already included.
Okay. Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 12.9, lease 54 Pinnacle Crescent, Brookfield. Ms. Daniel, please.
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move this item.
As per.
And I'm happy to second it, Mr. Mayor.
You just want to see Ms. Daniel moving, didn't you?
Sorry, we should have done that before you moved.
Moved by Councillor Mayerlich, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any Councillor require any clarification? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Daniel. 13 and 14. Councillor Mendes, would you like to start?
Over the last month, it's been extremely busy for all councillors, and I'll speak on a few things. I'm so sure some people will expand on further things. First of all, Somersault Festival, which was absolutely fantastic and well attended. And then the citizenship ceremonies, the two that I went to were fantastic, especially the three little boys dressed in little suits. They looked gorgeous, and I don't know if they're even above 4 years of age, but they were just beautiful. And then the two grant programs, Tedcorp grants and club grants. What I loved about this year was that it wasn't just the same groups, it was a wide variety of groups getting grants, from arts to community service groups to sports groups. It was just fantastic to see something change in our grant programs and different way we're structuring them. Budget day, well, that's always interesting. You know, I've had a couple of them, I think I'm getting used to them. We barter over a lot of things, but it's an interesting ending. Yesterday was extremely hot, but I'm going to congratulate the Nathan Park residents. I've never seen such a group of people who keep a park clean. There's people that go there every day and clean the park with bags and that, and I'll tell you, we didn't have much to clean up at all. And it's a real credit to them, and I think that I would like to see a letter written to a couple of residents, or some sort of acknowledgement in some way from council, because every year that I've done that park, it's just been amazing, and residents actually stop and come along and help us along the way. So I'm sure Mr. Mayor would agree that it was probably one of the cleanest sites that we've got in the City of Melton, so it's a commendation to them. And then today was fantastic for women of Melton. It was great to see so many of us, some of us are present in the gallery tonight, attend the Mayor's International Women's Day. And I'd like to thank you, Mr. Mayor, for a great guest speaker. I don't know if Mrs. Denyer had anything to do with that, but she was wonderful. And I just love the way she embraced her culture and her belief in independence for women. So I really got a lot out of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Councillor Mayerlich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll try and be as quick as I can. I attended the Melton Transport Community Forum and the Disability Advisory Committee, as well as the policy review, which the minutes are attached in tonight's agenda. I would also like to announce that Councillor Coral Ross from Boroondara is the new MAV President, and Councillor Josh Gilligan from Wyndham has been re-elected as the Metro West Board Member. He actually missed out on the presidency position by 3 votes. That was a great effort by all. I'd like to congratulate all the successful candidates and look forward to working with them via the MAV over the next few years.
Could I also, Mr. Mayor, just move a notice of motion that to write a letter congratulating Councillor Coral Ross and Councillor Josh Gilligan for their successful election to the board? Do I need to get that seconded now, or...?
Then we'll vote it to...
Sorry.
Move by Councillor Mayor. Do I have a second for the motion?
I'd like to second it.
Councillor Casey, does any Councillor oppose? I declare the motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also attended the Melton Lifelong Learning Festival Committee meeting, and we decided that the new format for this year's Long Life Learning Festival will be over a 10-day period. At this stage, it's the tentative dates are Friday the 18th to the 27th of October, and the Learning Festival will try and incorporate any other council events that may be running during this time and incorporate into the festival, in particular children's and seniors' week's activities, because it runs over this time frame. The Western Melbourne Tourism Board, we met at Werribee Racecourse, and discussion was mostly around the changes to Lead West and what impact, if any, that will have on the Western Melbourne Tourism Board. And a request from the chair of the WMT board will be coming into the near future to meet with each member council to attend a council briefing. So that's just a heads up for you, Mr. Tory and Mr. Mayor. Somersault Festival, fantastic. I've received lots of positive feedback from our residents. Well done to the events team for a wonderful job. If we could pass that feedback on. Thank you, Mr. Bean. I have attended the official opening of Western Metro Region Office Dr. Catherine Cummings, MP MLC in Seddon, which was a very vibrant and festive celebration for long-standing Maribyrnong councillor, as we all know, Councillor Catherine Cummings. In her speech, she said that she is looking forward to working with the Daniel Andrews government and will be advocating for the West. I also attended the Moreton Homestead pop culture movie Jumanji, which was a fantastic turnout by local residents, and the weather held out, albeit extremely hot weather. If you could pass on that information back to them, Mr. Bean, that would be great. I also would like to thank Sandra Pelly for her beautiful necklace that she's given me. It's very, very nice. I think some other councillors received that too. Beautiful, very nice. And could I also just mention the Walk With Her event that I attended with a few other councillors at Navan Park? It was a great event highlighting the need to work together to create a safer, more respectful and equal community. Thank you to the organisers, Women Making It Happen group, which I believe some of them may be here today, and sponsored by the Jurrawarra Health Services. And may I also acknowledge the wonderful women in our community and society for International Women's Day, even though it's one day, but I believe councillors have got events for the whole week. The wonderful women that make our communities vibrant and full of great things. Could I also just include my late mother, mother-in-law and grandmother, who taught me to stand up for those who cannot speak for themselves and to stand up for what I believe in. So thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's all for me.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Councillor Kasich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be really quick. 9th of February, Somersault Festival, beautifully organised by Melton Council. Kudos. I'm not going to repeat what Councillor Medlick said already. 11th of February, meeting with the residents on dying trees in the Caroline Springs. On the 13th of February, meeting with the residents of Caroline Springs on the state of the lake in the Bridges Estate, Caroline Springs. 19th of February, Tabacourt Park check presentation event. 26th, the Club Caroline Springs grant check presentation ceremony. And on the 2nd of March, Councillor Budget Day. Tabcourt Park. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kasich. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On Wednesday, the 6th of February, I attended the MAV Strategic Planning in Melbourne. The 13th of February, 14th, the Citizenship Ceremony. 14th of February, Belgravia Foundation Fundraiser in Melbourne. On the 15th, it was the Ironsbury Recreation Reserve, the turning of the sod. The Honourable Steve McGree was in attendance. The 16th was the All Fours Charity Fundraiser at Westwaters Caroline Springs. The 19th was the TAB Tabcorp, HRV, check presentation. The 20th was a policy review. 22nd, preventing family violence. 27th, the audit committee. 27th, community safety. The first was the VLGA leadership program, which I attended also in Melbourne. And, of course, budget day. Good day. Will be memorable. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a number of events. I also attended the Early Youth Partnership Citizenship Ceremonies, the Melton Transport Community Reference Group, and congratulations, Mr. Mayor and Council, on lobbying the federal government in the lead-up to the election on the widening of the Western Highway. The HRV Tabcorp Park check presentation, the Club Caroline Springs grants, the Preventing Family Violence Committee. I also presented to Coburn Primary Schools, the Grade 3s, and they've taken over as pseudo-architects for the newly developed Hannah Watts Park. So with your permission, we're going to get some wonderful ideas from them, Mr. Mayor. Also, I attended the Busy Feet concert or dance presentation to 1,500 Rotarians. The Rotary Club of Caroline Springs always is warm with my heart, especially when it comes to children with disabilities, because their passion for movement and dance is something very special, and they got a standing ovation, and that's no mean feat. They dance and sing to their own time and to their own beat, but they are as happy as, and it was fantastic. Congratulations to Jerrawarra Health and the women making it happen for the walk with her. I'm sorry that the weather wasn't better for us, otherwise we probably would have done a few more laps, but for everybody that came out, that was absolutely sensational. Now, on a sad note, I'd like to... It's with much sadness and regret that Council acknowledges the passing of Michael Wright after a long fight with cancer. Michael's the first Lieutenant Caroline Springs Fire Brigade. He served 30 years as a volunteer and is the second DGO at the Mount Cottrell Group. He also was a volunteer for the Burnside... Who are they? Burnside Strap Bears? As a junior coach, and he did that for a number of years as well. His wife, Julie, and his two children, Lockie and Caitlin, are left behind. Also, his mum and dad, Ray and Karen Wright. Also, Laura and Jason, his siblings, and all their families. It's said that the strongest heart is that of a volunteer. And that is so true when it comes to Michael Wright, a true inspiration, a gentleman in every syllable of that word, and he's just someone that this community could not only emulate, but or wishes they could emulate time and time again, because he is an absolute incredible man. I'd like to move a motion that the Mayor formally writes to Julie and his two children. But before I do that, sorry, there was one more thing, and yes, you're right, Lara, I should write it down before, because I'll forget. He passed away yesterday lunchtime, and within hours, Ray, his father, and Lockie, his son, were called out to duty to fight fires in Gippsland, and they answered the call. That just goes to show the worth of the family and the worth of the man. So I'd like to move a motion that we not only write, the Mayor write to Julie, Lockie and Caitlin, but also we send a bunch of flowers for Michael's incredible volunteer history, the City of Melton.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, have a seconder for the motion.
I'd love to second that, Mr. Yes. Mayor. And can I just add, if we could also send a bunch of flowers to Karen and Ray White, his parents as well. So if we could send two bunches of flowers to Michael's family, if Councillor Ramsey is happy with that.
And a duplicate of that letter would be lovely to us.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Declare the motion carried.
Thank you.
Councillor Bushy, sorry.
I know we're both bald.
Sit ahead.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to be very quick. I was fortunate enough to have a bit of leave in this period, which was great for our family to go away and unwind because we worked during the Christmas and New Year period. However, I did attend a few events. Thursday the 21st, the Metro Local Government Waste Management Forum, which was held at the Melbourne Convention Exhibition Centre in the city. We are in a recycling crisis in Victoria, in fact, Australia. I'm grateful that our council has taken some steps to protect our residents and to continue encouraging them to recycle, and I just urge councillors to keep sharing this information. We'll continue to recycle and keep our community abreast of what's happening in the broader sense, because there's lots of stuff in the media regarding, you know, all these councils that have had no choice but to abandon their recycling efforts, unfortunately. But we are still going strong. We're doing well. We're looking after our residents in that regard, and I commend this council for its great work. I also attended briefly the VLGA Awards night. I popped in to say g'day to council officers and councillors. Unfortunately, we didn't take out the prize or the prizes. LG Pro. That's right. It was the LG Pro, not the LGA. There's too many acronyms in council. No one warned me. So that was fantastic as well, and it was good to see. The place was absolutely chockers. It was great, but no, we didn't take out any of the prizes, unfortunately. Doesn't mean we don't do great work. Tuesday the 26th of Feb, the Club Caroline Springs Check Presentation Night, and Saturday the 2nd, the Councillor Budget Day. And I also wanted to acknowledge, firstly, the efforts of Springside Prep to Nine College, because they were last year named the most active in the state, with 1,000 students registered to kickstart the Healthy Habits Active April program, and they're in the draw for a second win potentially, because you'd think that they'll only increase their numbers, not decrease in their attendance. So let's wish them the best of luck this April. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the RAC committee, Reconciliation Advisory Committee. We spoke about the Mount Cotterill Massacre site, which was discussed within the Aboriginal community and countries within the municipality. A monument is being decided upon amongst the Aboriginal communities within the city of Melton, and further an educational component is being developed so those within our city are well aware of this local history, which is great. 9th of February, I attended the Somersault Festival, and I'd like to say well done to Peter Bean, Sean McManus, Heidi and the MCC officers for again putting on an amazing event. 19th of February, I attended the Club Grants Check Presentation. Great to meet with clubs and associations, and congratulations to all the recipients. 21st of Feb, I attended the LG Pro Awards. Saturday 2nd of March was budget discussions. March 4th was International Women's Day at Melton Community Hall today. Fantastic event, and a big well done and a big thank you to Christine Denyer and for Barb and all the officers that contributed to this amazing event. It was wonderful meeting with the great women of our community who do so much for our city. Fadak Al-Fayyaf, and I apologise if I've pronounced that incorrectly, was the keynote speaker who touched on her experience of gender inequality, supporting those affected by family violence and a challenging history. The food was lovely and highly recommended, and I believe it is by the Asylum Resource Centre. Is that correct? Thank you very much.
Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry if I'm going to double up on what my fellow councillors have already spoken about, but on the 7th of February I attended the Disability Advisory Committee. The minutes are attached in this evening's agenda. The 9th of February, Somersault Festival, and can I also just say what a great night that was, and well done to Mr. Bean and his team for putting on another great Somersault Festival. The 16th of February, Moreton Homestead Reserve Community Consultation. The Moreton Homestead and also Stampain Reserve Community Consultation on the same day, Mr. Mayor. I know Councillor Maidlick was there, and yourself, Mr. Mayor, and me. And I think Councillor Mendez was also there, but it was great to hear from our community and see what they want to see in these two reserves. And I think they appreciated us being there and listening to them and listening to their ideas and having a say. On the 21st of Feb, Mr. Mayor, the 2019 LG Pro Annual Conference Awards Dinner. I know that we didn't take home any awards, but just to be nominated was just great in itself. So well done to all the staff who were involved with the projects and led those projects that we were nominated for, so well done to them. 22nd of February, Preventing Family Violence Advisory Committee. 26th of February, the Club Caroline Springs Grants Check Presentation Ceremony. 27th of Feb, the Street Art Party in Caroline Springs. And can I just say that I'm looking forward to seeing the finished mural that's going to be happening over in Ravenhall. It'll be nice to have some hot pink and yellow on one of those bland concrete slab walls. So I'm looking forward to that, Mr. Mayor. 1st of March, bi-monthly grant assessment panel meeting. 2nd of March, our Councillor Budget Day. And could I also say, in regards to our Councillor Budget Day, thank you to all the executives and also to Sam and all his staff in finance for putting together our budget packs and getting us through the day. So well done to all of them. And the 4th of March, the Mayor's International Women's Day event, which happened this morning, celebrating the wonderful women in our community. Well done to Christine Denyer and her team for a wonderful morning. And I hope I'm going to pronounce it right too, but I think it was Fadak, yep. She was an absolutely wonderful speaker. It was great to hear from her and to listen. I think when she spoke, she really spoke from the heart, and that's not sometimes an easy thing to do when you've gone through as much as what she has. So I really appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's all for me.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. I'll try not to double up too much because we all attend so many things together. On the 7th of February, I attended the MRL Community Reference Group at Ravenhall. And it was announced on the night they were going to open up a grants program, which will be in, mainly targeted at environmental type uses. So anybody that's interested in those type of uses within the City of Melton, please keep your eyes peeled. The Somersault Festival was a great day. The weather was amazing, as usual. And on 13th and 14th were two citizenship ceremonies. Mountain Structure Plan, as mentioned by one of the other councillors, took place on the 14th. On the 18th, myself, Mr. Torrey, and Sean McManus travelled to Canberra to attend the launch of the NGAA Catch Up with the Outer Suburbs campaign. We took the opportunity of being there, we're trying to meet up with Members of Parliament, well, MPs, while we were there. We did have a meeting with Brendan O'Connor and also Mr. Anthony Albanese, and there was an advisor to the Deputy Prime Minister who we met with, but that was only one from the government we met with. But we just thought we'd take the opportunity, while being there, we'd as well try and make these meetings. We advocated strongly for the things that the the NGA catch-up program was for, and in particular for us being there, we advocated for the Western Highway and the upgrades in that area, and also for the Highball Stadium in Cobblebank and in particular with the Western Highway for the interchange at Bowden's Road. So we'll keep plugging away, keep just trying. We had a couple of grants nights, HRV one at HRV Tapcourt Park, and the one at Club Caroline Springs. It's great to see the community groups who are working hard in our community getting recognised and getting some funding. We had the street arts party at the library in Caroline Springs, which was good, which was, as Councillor Carley said, the meter box, the electricity box, painting that, it's coming up quite good. Should go down and have a look at it. We met with one of the new members of the Legislative Council, Kushla Vagela, and we had a long discussion with her regarding the Melton Hospital project, Western upgrade for the highway, schools and transport. And first attended with Councillor Medlick, we attended St Mark's Lutheran Church for the annual World's Day of Prayer, I think. Councillor Mendes was there as well. That was a nice service. They do it every year, a different church in Melton and takes over for the that year, and they run a programme, and it's really good. We usually pick a country overseas and they tell a perspective of how that country has developed and how the people coming here have managed, really. Also with Councillor Mirlick on Friday night, we attended an inspection of declining health for the trees in Caroline Springs Boulevard. Well, I love doing it at 5 o'clock on a Friday night. It's good, isn't it? Council Budget Day yesterday. It was Saturday, wasn't it? 2 days ago. Yeah, it seems like yesterday. Only yesterday. That was a good day. The councillors had good discussions, as always. But it was a good day. I think we've made some good decisions. Clean up Soya Day at Navan Park on Sunday morning, followed by What With Her event run by the Women Making It Happen group. It was a very warm day, but the event was well attended considering the temperature. I think Councillor Midlick, Councillor Mendes were there, and Councillor Ramsey. Also like to thank 979 and Rotary Club of Melton for being there assisting on the day. I'm trying to remember, I think it's General Health Services that funded it for the day, which was great. Today, of course, we had International Women's Day in Farak El Faye, and what an inspirational speaker she was. Thanks to Christine Denyer for the work and her inspiration in putting on. It was a really well-held day. It was very relaxing, and there was a few people here tonight that were there. I'm sure they would speak as highly of it as I am. And just to finish up, I was made aware this evening, I knew Ken and Norma were having health problems. Ken North, Matt Higginbotham, quite a few people in the gallery would know them. Ken had a triple bypass before Christmas, but right now, him and Norma, his wife, are living in Prahran in a residential care. It's unknown if they're going to be moving back to their family in Gisborne or not, but at this present time, MD's concerned, they are being looked after in Prahran. Other than that, I have nothing else to say on that note. Thank you. Item number 15, notices of motion. Notice of motion 614, Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I've actually got a slight wording. I'd like to propose a slight wording change to this one. So I'll read it with the additional word, if that's okay, Mr. Mayor.
Please carry on.
That Council formally subscribe to the Everybody's Home Alliance as a campaign support partner. The additional word is support after campaign. And consider distributing a media release to all residents in the municipality discussing the key objectives of the campaign and how residents can participate. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do you have a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor require any clarification? Does anyone oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Notice of motion 15.2, Councillor Ramsey. North Washington 615.
Okay, this isn't by any means an exhaustive list, but given the council has extensively reviewed the gaming policy in recent years, that a minor review of council's gaming policy be undertaken by officers and report brought back to council within the next 3 months, with the review to consider no further poker machines in council buildings and a tighter scrutiny on the hours of operation of gaming venues.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.3, North Motion 616. Councillor Ramsey.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, can I just... I'm just getting used to this little... that the following items be referred to the 2019-20 budget, and I believe they were on the weekend. A performing arts centre in the township of Melton, a five-court basketball or five-court highball stadium. The roadwork proposals being traffic lights on the corner of Station Road and Brooklyn Road, and a pedestrian crossing from the Melton Railway to Melton South, and a $5 increase to the pensioner rebate.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item number 15.4, North Motion 617, Councillor Ramsey.
I'm going to sit down for this one because you're right.
I hear you bad if you do.
The council write to the state government seeking to have the Indian whatever bird declared.
Mine bird.
Declared.
Mine bird.
Who?
Mine bird.
The Indian minor bird declared a pest species.
Does any council require any clarification on this one before?
I do, Mr. Mayor. It's just that I know that this is generally considered by residents a pest, but I just don't want us to look silly to declare a pest. But when officially it's not, like how. We're just going to write a letter and say we want you to declare this bird.
Is this a clarification to Councillor Ramsey?
Yes, to whoever can answer it.
I think what the notice of motion or the motion reads is that we write to the state government and seek for them to have
them to decide.
But we're basically advocating for our residents to have this declared. Whether they do or don't is up to them.
Yeah.
Do you have a seconder for the motion? Sorry.
Oh, I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Medlett. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Somebody making a
15.5, North Motion, Councillor Mendes, Motion 618.
That in response to a recent radio interview, could we write to Jerome Weimer, the CEO for Public Transport Victoria PTV, and request that PTV address without delay the community concerns regarding the upgraded DDA compliant toilets and waiting room facilities at the Diggers Rest Park and Ride Rail Aisle Station.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Declare the motion carried. Motion number 15.6, Motion 619, Councillor Mendes.
The council officers provide a report to the next ordinary meeting of council detailing the number of disabled parking spaces in each suburb of the municipality and the total number of disabled parking permits issued to residents of the municipality.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey, does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Motion 620, Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And there is some slight wording here, so if you could bear with me, I'm going to try and make everybody happy. I know that's not the case.
that want an interim measure, as an interim measure, Raglan Cottage be made available to Artists Collective of Melton Inc. And then it stops there. As an artist and maker's space at a peppercorn rate until such time as a more permanent facility can be established in the City of Melton, i.e. a women's shed or a performing arts and cultural centre. Okay, we happy with that?
Councillor Ramsey, who has a motion, is it?
No, it's mine.
No, just please.
Mr. Bentley had a question, so I was...
No, Mr. Bentley keeps questions to himself.
Number two, arrangements be made for the use, for this use to coexist with any current users. Number three, an OH&S assessment of the building be undertaken and necessary works complete from the recurrent budget. Can I put a minor OH&S assessment, or does it have to be a full-blown OH&S?
An assessment is an assessment.
Assessment is an assessment.
Okay, just asking. Number four, officers identify an appropriate wall space within an existing civic building to be dedicated to local exhibitions. And five, Council's Art and Cultural Advisory Committee consider the resources required to reinstate an annual arts and craft show for recommendations to Council.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
I will be happy to second it. Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion?
No, Mr. Mayor, but I do have a clarification.
Oh, sorry. Does any councillor have any clarification required?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, and I just note the time, it's 8:33.
Right.
Mr. Mayor, could I just confirm that these dot points don't in any way prohibit the already users that Mr. Bentley was asking about, that they don't prevent them from using this facility? Because I know that the Council Arts Services currently uses Raglan College and promotes local artists, art groups and programs, and sometimes they are there for a while, like maybe a few weeks. So just wanted to make sure that no one will be missing out, that we can all work together.
Mr. Megan, just as clarification, can I respond to that?
No.
Why not?
Because Mr. Heaney should be responding to that.
Could I quickly...
No,
and then
no. Just let Mr. Heaney respond, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council Rose will do our best to accommodate all parties.
Thank you. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, in the fourth sentence down in the officer's comments where it says currently wall space of both the Caroline Springs Library and the Melton Library and Learning Hub is being used for exhibiting art by local artists, do we know if that artwork is regularly changed over to give all artists a... It is. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Ramsey, hold on a second.
The question is, was Mr. Bentley's question in regards to women's shed and being allowed to access it?
I think it was answered earlier on.
No.
Mr. Heaney answered that question at question time.
Yeah, but was it in regards to men being allowed to access it?
He answered the question earlier on.
You can't remember.
Let's move on. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Declare the motion carried. Notice of motion 621, Councillor Kesich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A motion that council officers provide a report in relation to the contract with the Civic Group for the Melton Hospital advocacy projects, detailing the following: expenditure to date under the contract, current status of the contract and the advocacy program, any outstanding actions of or deliverables under the contract, anticipated completion date of the contract. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Moved by Councillor Kesich. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor require any clarification? Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Next motion 622, Councillor Kesich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In new light, learning that actually Westwood Drive is going to be transferred to a state government, so I would slightly like to change my notice of motion. Actually, a shortened rather. So, either the council write to the Minister for Roads, Honourable Yala Pulford, requesting that the state government obtain a detailed costings for the duplication of Westwood Drive.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Moved by Councillor Kesich, do I have a seconder?
Mr. Mayor, I'm not seconding it, but I would just like to ask if Councillor Kesich would think about also adding the Honourable Marlene Cavery in that, as she is the member and that falls under her electorate, Westwood Drive, just so she's also aware of what we're asking the Honourable Jala Pulford to do.
I'll find that as a good idea. Thank you.
Yes, I would. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add something else, but very short, which will be to the benefit of our residents. And so, as well as Councillor Carley's addition about adding the Honourable Marlene Kayrouse, so that we also ask, add in a statement around the estimated time frame in which Vic Roads will take ownership of the road, because I think that's really important to provide clarity for the future, and so officers can, officers are going to be obviously advocating for this road to be handed over as soon as possible, so if we state it in our letter, it reinforces what we're trying to achieve.
Councillor Kesich, are you happy with that added as well?
I am. I found it as a valid suggestion. Thank you.
I'm happy to second. If Councillor Bushy, was that a second? Or was that just an add-on? I'm happy to second.
Moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Medwick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. The change motion.
I think we may need to provide clarity on wording to members of governance.
I think Mr. Bean's doing all right with the wording, but I think you can just make sure you pass on to when we're finished.
No worries, thank you.
Okay. Section 16, councillors, questions without notice.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would to know if there is any more information about when the public street lights on Westwood Drive will be operable.
Mr. Sharon?
excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As part of the Westwood Drive works, which included the construction of a new bridge over the Corrigal Creek, Council installed street lighting, as you would expect for a residential road like that. Unfortunately, at this point, Power Corps had not yet activated the lights, which is somewhat disappointing. We don't have a firm date when that will occur, but we're continuing to engage with them to see that they're turned on as quickly as possible.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. Does any other councillor have any questions
for
the
witness? Mr. Mayor, can I have an update on the construction of Minns Road and when it will be completed, please?
Through Mr. Mayor, I'll endeavour to answer that. There's a key section of road between Bullman's Road and Coburn's Road that's still gravel. The developer and the estate name just escapes me at the moment, at the western side of that intersection, is responsible for the construction of the first section of Minns Road. Their development has not quite reached the northern extremity of their site, so I can't provide a firm date as to when that will occur. And in addition to that, immediately to the east of them, leading up to Bullman's Road, there are a series of developments that will occur, residential developments that will occur, and as they do occur, the developers will build those sections of gravel road. I'm aware that a number of residents use that road as a long cut, really, to get to Arnold's Creek Estate and other locations. And obviously with the road being gravel, that can cause some issues in terms of dust and wear and tear on their cars. There are, however, sealed roads through the township that would provide alternate and perhaps more direct access to their homes, but they're obviously trying to avoid congestion. Sorry, I can't answer that any more specifically, but that's the current state of play with that road, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. Does any other councillor have a question without notice?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor DeSantis.
There's just something that I've been strongly advocating for since the start of my term as councillor, and I direct it to Mr. Shannon if I can. I was just wondering if so our community can be aware, could you please advise as to the status of the proposed traffic lights that will be set up in Mountain South outside of the new Coles shopping centre, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, if I can answer that question. Council will recall that the Abbey Road roadworks have now occurred and a road link to South Melton has been created over the last 12 to 18 months. And in addition, there's been significant works at the intersection of Brooklyn Road and Station Road with the redevelopment of the Coles shopping centre opposite the Melton South train station. As part of the upcoming budget process, it's officer's recommendation that council commence the construction process for the removal of the roundabout at that intersection and the provision of traffic lights, which will include pedestrian crossing points, if you like, at that key pedestrian node. So, Mr. Mayor, it's proposed that those works, subject to council budget approval, will commence in the forthcoming financial year.
Thank you. Does any other councillors have any? Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to ask a question of the General Manager for Planning, Mr. Luke Shannon. Can I please have an update from the relevant, from your relevant officer, I suppose, in relation to where we are at with the handover of Aintree Sporting Grounds and facilities, please?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, as part of the Aintree or the Woodley development, there's a significant recreation reserve that the developer has constructed as part of their obligations forming part of the overall development, which includes two senior ovals, a pavilion, tennis court facilities, an associated netball and basketball facility, and playgrounds and other related activities. Some of those facilities are already operable. For example, the playground is clearly in use and has been for some time. The sports grounds and the immediate surrounding environment have not yet reached what's called practical completion. That's the point where they're handed over to council, which enables community use. I'm advised as recently as today there are some very minor works that have now been agreed with the Woodley developer, and we anticipate they will occur by the end of this month. That being the case, I would expect that the facilities would be available for community use in April and beyond. I'll seek confirmation of the exact status and confirm those dates with councillors during the course of this week, and also ensure that staff communicate that to the clubs and the community, because they're obviously very anxious to commence formal activities on those sites.
Just assuming that from then on, once the handover occurs, then recreation team will organise the allocations and all that sort of stuff from then.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have previously called for expressions of interest for clubs to operate from that site, so that process is ongoing. And so, yes, there will be formal clubs operating from the facilities. They'll have broader community use, as you would expect, out of those key core hours that clubs might operate from the facility.
Cool. Thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've got two really quick questions, actually. The first one is, Hannah Watt's site has been cordoned off for a number of months, yet not a lot of developments happening there. So could we get a timeline in that regard?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council awarded a significant contract for the redevelopment of Hannah Watt's Park last year. I can't recall the exact completion date. It's in the forthcoming months. It's not too far away. As with a lot of those projects, it appears not much is happening, but a lot of the works are actually under the ground surface, so foundations and the like.
How are we going to move the toilet then?
Sorry,
because I haven't even seen a toilet construction going on or anything.
Mr. Mayor, that's the last thing to happen. So. Okay. Once the works are completed, the toilet will be prefabricated and introduced to site, and the existing toilet facility, which is currently inoperable, as you'll be aware, will be demolished.
Okay. Thank you. My second question, Mr. Mayor, if I may. With the exceedingly warm weather we've been having, actually blistering hot weather we're having, what processes have council put into place when people living alone or socially isolated
to keep an eye on them and making sure that they're hydrated and kept cool.
Mr. Mayor, that's going to be our community care area, so we also get advice from funding bodies and some services. Our staff are highly engaged with our clients.
Thank you, Mr. Healy.
Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I direct the question to General Manager Luke Shannon. Luke, last year I raised the issue of the right-hand turn lane from Barry's Road into Coburn's Road. Can you give us an update where that is with Vic Roads?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that the intersection to which Councillor Hardy refers is on the declared road network, which is the responsibility of Vic Roads. We have had discussions, and I've personally raised the issue with the Vic Roads regional manager, and our staff continually raise it with the regional staff, the Northwest region staff. I am also aware that Woodgrove are planning a further expansion to their centre, and if Vic Roads haven't already upgraded that intersection by the time that occurs, I would expect that would be a condition on Woodgrove for them to undertake those works. So even though the works are not within their site, it's reasonable to require them to do works immediately adjacent to their site. They'll also need to undertake significant improvements in Barry's Road within Woodgrove itself. And you'll recall that they are also required to provide for a bus interchange at High Street as part of their previous stage, and I understand those works will commence over the forthcoming month. Thank you.
One more, Mr. Mayor. Directed to yourself. Ken and Norma Higginbotham, as you noted, are we able to send a letter off to them and also flowers as they are exhibiting poor health at the moment? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. I'm sure we can address that. Any other questions, councillors? Mr. Shannon, if you can give me an update on the bus terminal proposed for High Street Mountain, adjacent to Woodgrove. Do we have any timelines on it yet?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I've indicated, I think at a previous council meeting, as part of the most recent expansion of Woodgrove, which has now been open for some years, admittedly, Woodgrove were required to install a new bus interchange, and that subsequently, through design and the detail of that, has come to pass that that will be within the High Street Road Reserve, immediately to the north of the centre, of the original gateway to the centre, original pedestrian entrance. The plans for those works have been approved, and I expect that works will start over the forthcoming month, and I would hope that it won't take particularly long to complete the works. It'll be a fantastic asset for the community once built. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. We're finished, councillors. No more questions. Motions without notice.
Mr. Mayor, I have a motion without notice. However, I'd like to ask that it be dealt in the confidential section of the council agenda, as I believe it may be confidential in nature.
Very well. Does any other councillor have a motion without notice? Urgent business. We move on to
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89(2) of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated for reports number 19.1 all the way to 19.5, as well as a motion without notice that may be of confidential nature.
Moved by Councillor Medlick. Do I have a second?
I'd like to second that.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose? I declare the motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, please help yourself to some refreshments, and if we're not too long, we'll come and join you. Thank you very much.